Sagt der Mishnah weiter im Sechter Shavuos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalid. What did we learn in the earlier Mishnah? We learned about a case where a Shomer is going to have to pay Kefil. Because when the owner asked him, where's my shar? What did he answer? It was stolen. And then it turned out, Adam came and said, it's true, it was stolen. He's the one that stole it. So once we mention Kefil, the Mishnah discusses the halachis of Kefil by a regular case of a ganav. Amar le'echad b'shuk, if a person says to someone in the street, Heichan shari sheganavta, where's my axe that you stole? Ooh, I mean, he says, like an afti, I didn't steal it. Via edim me'idim oisai, sheganavai, long come witnesses, and they say, he did steal it. We saw. Mishalim tashlume kefil, the halach is, he pays double the amount. Tavach ha'machar, the edim say, by the way, not only did he steal it, he also shechted it or sold it. So Meshalem Tashlumi above a chamisha, he would pay four or five times the amount. Four times the amount if it was a seh, five times the amount if it was a shar. And when we say four or five times the amount, it includes the double payment for stealing it, plus another double or triple for shechting or selling it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Now again, what happened over here is a person goes over to someone on the street, where's my shar? What? Yeah, where's my shar you stole? I didn't steal it. Then, Ra Edim Shememash Meshineba, and this Ganav saw Edim getting ready like to come. And he goes, uh-oh, now I'm in trouble. I'm going to have to pay Kefil. So right away he goes, wait, Amar, he says, Ganavti, I stole the axe, it's true. Avaloy Tevachti, Avaloy Mecharti, I didn't shecht, or sell it. So Eina Meshalem Elekeren, the halacha is, he pays only the principal, meaning to say how much it's worth, not the double. And he doesn't pay the extra for shechting or selling, because if you don't pay kefil, then you don't pay the extra amount. The Torah never says that you pay three or four times the amount. It's either four or five times, which is the kefil plus the extra two or three, or you pay just the amount. Now, this is a big chiddush. Because even though it's very obvious, the only reason he was moed is because he saw the Edom coming. It's not like he decided to do tshuva. But he's still pater on kefil. The fact is he was moed before the Edom came. He chapped the rhyme. And as explained, once he's pater on kefil, he's pater on dalet vei. So once again, if he says he didn't steal it, he doesn't have to swear. He just says he didn't steal it. Then Edom come and say, he did steal it, you pay kefil. The Edom also say that he shechted and sold it, and we're talking about a shor or a seh, he would have to pay four or five times the amount. That includes the kefil plus another two or three times the amount. Total of five for a shor, four for a seh. But if he's moida, does not pay kefil, and once there's no kefil, there's no dalet vehei, and that's true, even if it's not pshat, he learned some mesilas yisharim, or he heard a Musa Shmuz and said, oy vey, it doesn't pay to steal, I better go be Maida, even if he's like a Chacham, you know, Iber Chacham, the Welt says. He sees the Eidim coming, he says, uh-oh, wasn't Al-Sira Shemayim, I don't want to wind up paying kefil, and he runs to be Maida. But the fact is, if he's Maida before the Eidim testify, he doesn't pay kefil, and once he doesn't pay kefil, he also does not pay Dalet Vehei.